Matt, I think you got the next section.
Yeah, thanks, Larry. One thing I wanted to just tack on as a practice pointer to, you know, the national premiums is always check with your title company or whoever your contact is at a title company, because every state's going to, you know, not every state, but a lot of states have what I call commercial carve outs, which are like, okay, it's a filed rate, but anything over 10 million is negotiable, the liability amount. And so you want to make sure you're, because the title company you work with or may not go ahead and tell you that. As an agent, I always ask, you know, the direct office, hey, what's the commercial carve out? When can we start negotiating? Another example is Florida. I mean, with the Butler rule in Florida, although the premium is promulgated, it's set, there's a large chunk of that premium that can be essentially credited or given back to the insured. You know, so there are tricks, and you always want to make sure you have a good title relationship that's going to let you know of all the tricks. So back to Texas, as I said earlier, you know, heavily regulated and the rules are the rules. But also there's a lot of ambiguity in the rules that Texas is a state that has a great title insurance lobby, and they've been able to sort of keep the rules they want to keep clear and make some other rules ambiguous and probably intentional. So, you know, but one of them is, well, this one's pretty clear that we do have a simultaneous issuance rate. I'm pretty sure almost every state has one. I don't know of a state that does not. And that is when you issue the owner's policy and the loan policy, you know, at the same time. Obviously, if there's a discrepancy between the insured amount, right, the liability amount, that we're going to charge the greater of. So if it's a construction loan for $80 million, but, you know, you got equity of $40 million in the deal, the policy is going to be based on $80 million, and then the other one comes in for $100. And other states do it a little differently. They might allow you to hold the policy open. In Texas, we can hold it open for a little bit. So if we're, you know, if you close on your asset purchase or your project co-purchase, but you're waiting for your loan, your construction loan, because it might be a couple weeks later. You know, there are in some states you are able to hold it open. It's not a true binder like you might see in, say, like California, where it's being held open with absolute coverage on the pro forma at, you know, at asset project co-closing, but then waiting for the debt to come in, and then you're sort of covered through that gap. So for discounts in Texas, this is one of these rules, which I'm going to call R3 and R20. They're rate rules in Texas. They're clear to a certain extent, but there's also some ambiguity left in them, which is constantly evolving. But generally, the rule states for R3 that we can date down a prior owner's. I'm sorry, we can endorse down a prior owner's policy. And reissue it. I'm sorry. We can reissue a prior owner's policy if improvements have been subsequently added. So let's say you got the policy at NTP, the initial top title policy, and then you're at mechanical completion. And that's why I kind of call this the mechanical completion rule. And you want a new policy because tax equity is coming in. So that's really the rule we come into. We can give you credit for the owner's policy. You know, and the prior endorsement and, you know, for the endorsements paid on the prior owner policies in some circumstances. So that's R3. That's how we get in. That's how we reissue a policy in Texas, typically when you have mechanical completion. And then R20 has a few more hoops to jump through. I call it the COD policy, because one of the hoops is that the improvements, you know, must have been, construction must be complete, and the owner must have accepted those improvements. The owner's policy must have been for more than $5 million initially. The owner's policy must have been issued with a P8 exception, which is the pending improvements exception in Texas, which is a mechanics lien exception, which essentially says the policy will be endorsed up as construction is done. It's sort of a fiction in the sense that you don't need an endorsement every time a hammer hits a nail. as those hammers are going to the nails, as the panels are put on the property, the policy automatically goes up. And if you have a claim, it's just a proof of loss issue. And you show us, you know, what have you spent on the project, or what, you know, what you're out of pocket as a result of the title defect. And so along with that P8A exception comes a mechanics lien exception, which essentially states that we ensure that there are no mechanics liens of record as of the date of policy. So it's probably the weakest mechanics lien coverage that's out there out of all the states. One other sort of caveat to that is to the R20 is that it must be 2 years from the initial policy. So again, over $5 million must be within 2 years. Construction must be complete, must have the P8 exception in the initial policy. When you're going to